I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A star is leaving some in the space community scratching their heads. That's because the star is normal in lots of ways until we look at what's orbiting around it. Tabitha Boyajian is an astronomer at Yale, and using Kepler Space Telescope data, she encountered something she wasn't expecting.
Something like this is it's not something you're looking for.
What she saw was a star near the constellations Lyra and Cygnus, and before we get to the weirdness, a quick primer on how Kepler works. Since 2009, the telescope has targeted over 150,000 stars, analyzing the light those stars put out and tracking when that light cuts out. The idea is that as a planet transitions in front of a star, it regularly blocks some of the light, giving us a clue something's in orbit around that star. Boyajian says most of the time, the light put out by this unexpected star was normal.
But the other 5%, we see these drops in its brightness down to like the 20% level.
20%, a massive drop. But what's got scientists scratching their heads is that the dips are not periodic, like what we'd expect to see for an orbiting planet.
Some of them are very, very complex. They have lots of structure. There's lots of up and downs. And they last for like, you know, several months. There's, you know, other ones that, you know, only last for about a week or so.
Boyajian has a few possible explanations for the weird light curves, but the most promising theory, she says, involves a family of exocomets.
The comet itself is very small, but it has what we call, you know, a coma around it, right? That can actually block out a significant part of this light. So you can think of this as, you know, comet clumps kind of going in front of the star.
Meanwhile, the internet has drawn its own conclusion. Alien megastructures built around the star to harvest its sunlight. That's not in Boyajian's paper, but she hopes future scientific studies do take a closer look at this astrophysical anomaly. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.